Good afternoon, this is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the Q1 financial results for Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session. For assistance during the conference call, press star followed by zero. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Executive Chairman of Hera Group. Mr. Tommaso di Vignano, you have the floor.
Good afternoon, this is Mr. Tommasi speaking. Here we are on schedule to illustrate our Q1 results, which you have probably been able to see. You've already received the press release following our board meeting, which was concluded some 30 minutes ago. The quarter was comforting with the typical business mix and the typically positive results, with a general and satisfactory framework, which is in line with our expectations. As you can already see on page one of the presentation, we are continuing to grow, although in the quarter, we didn't have any shocking events within our typical governance model, within our typical management. As you can see, we had a change in weather compared to the previous year. We weren't able to fully recover the things that we had lost with the warm weather we had in 2014, although we did reap some benefits, and therefore, hopefully, we are now on the right path again, which isn't 100% linked to our activities. Hopefully, we're back on track, so to speak, even concerning events which we can't control. After the pretty self-explanatory first page, we can move on to the results in our P&L. Basically, as far as revenues are concerned, we had a 7% growth, which pertains to the energy division, and it goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, and it's quite clear. The recovery compared to a normal year prior to 2014 is equal to about 60% vis-à-vis the impact we had last year, given its difficulties. Therefore, we still have some space to grow from this point of view. As far as our EBITDA is concerned, I would rather illustrate a slide in a few minutes later on to underline the approach with which we need to interpret the EBITDA result, which is positive nonetheless. As far as depreciation and provisions are concerned, we have to underscore the fact that as far as depreciation is concerned, the most significant contribution comes from the fact that we absorbed AMGA Udine, which, as you know, is an operation that was effective as of July 1st last year. Therefore, it only counts for the second half of the year. Here we are in the first quarter of the second half. Therefore, we have had a positive impact on the results from the second six-month period. At the same time, we also have to deal with the depreciation. As far as provisions are concerned, that is equal to some 2.3 million euros, referring to bad debt, 2.3 million euros from the HeraCom, the commercial side of things in general. We have improved as far as our cost of debt is concerned, as you can see, but Mr. Moroni will be going into the details later. We also want to underline a more significant contribution from our associates and joint ventures, especially in the energy sector. I'm specifically referring to the increased results of both Est Energy and SGR Rimini, which, as you can see, brought about 5 million euros. As far as the tax issue is concerned, things went well, as they did for everybody else, with the cancellation of the Robin Hood tax. and with a lower ERAP tax. As far as our post-minorities results are concerned, we've had a growth equal to 4.1%. Therefore, we are going along a path which had already been underscored by the good results obtained in 2014. As I was mentioning, I didn't refer to our EBITDA due to a simple reason, which you can see on page 3. Without going into specific adjustments, we do want to remind you of the fact that in the 2014 results that we are comparing Q1 with, as a matter of fact, we had underlined two one-off factors. On the one hand, we had an item on the perequazione, the equalization for electricity, which we had inherited after we took over the Gorizia area, which was accompanied by an effect on white certificates, and these two operations had brought about 14 million euros as a one-off event in 2014. Obviously, were we to start from 270, or rather from 260 million euros, not considering these two one-off effects, the potential we were able to express in terms of EBITDA in Q1 would go from 1.1% to 6.6%. That just goes to show that we continued to grow, as Mr. Vernier will be illustrating in the business-by-business breakdown, with a very positive pace, far more so than what can be perceived by our results. This is the most important element, I believe. But again, EBITDA growth, as is typical for us, is divided between organic growth equal to 7 million euros. 1 million euro of the 7 million comes from synergies from the AMGA Udine transaction. And then we also have a contribution from M&A. Again, links to the AMGA Udine transaction, which has a 10 million euro impact and which has been fully on stream compared to 2014. Therefore, these are the two typical growth levers. In the same graph, we also went a little bit beyond the Q1 results. And besides the things I already mentioned, we also decided to include a piece of news, namely two operations we did from the organizational standpoint. They will be operational as of July. They refer to the creation of a company, which will be referring to Head Ambiente, which will be the majority shareholder, a company which will include the two waste energies in the cities of Trieste and Padua, and also as a way to strengthen our structure in the waste asset sector. We are also working on the 100% takeover with the subsequent merger in Head Ambiente of the Acheron company, the company which deals with the selection of our sorted collection materials, plastic and paper especially. This is a company with a 52 or 53% stake in the company. We'll be taking over 100% of the company following the completion of the acquisition from the private shareholders. So these are the main events, and having said that, I'll hand the floor over to Mr. Vernier. Good afternoon. I will be briefly going over our three business areas with the more relevant items. I'll begin with waste, as usual. As far as the waste division is concerned, we had a slight dip in the quarter, equal to some 4.9 million euros, since EBITDA in Q1 was equal to 64.9 million euros compared to the 69.8 million euros of the previous quarter. What brought about this shift are two things. The first of which is linked to the waste volumes we treated. In the lower left-hand graph, as you can see, we treated 938,000 tons compared to 1.16 million tons in 2014 and 856 in Q1 2013. Urban waste grew by 3%, where special waste dipped by 90,000 tons. What brought about these trends in special waste wasn't so much linked to market conditions, but rather it was due to the combination of a couple of phenomena which had an impact on our capacity. One was linked to our waste energies, two specifically. The waste energy plant in Bologna and the one in Pozzilli had breakdowns, which happened during the first quarter, which brought the waste energy plants to a stop for a few weeks, which obviously reduced our available capacity by some 30,000 tons. The second event is linked to the exhaustion of a few landfills in 2014 and the opening of a new landfill that we had in our program, which had been located in the Modena province, which is requiring a bit more time. Again, this brought about a reduction in terms of our capacity, and as a consequence, we had a reduction in the volumes treated during the quarter. Although, unfortunately, we had to delay a few commercial opportunities due to these reasons. The second event, which had an impact on these results, is linked to the incentives and the value of electricity. As you know, given the dip in oil prices, the prices of electricity have dropped significantly over the past 6 to 9 months. Therefore, year on year, the overall amount of profit from the sale of electricity was down approximately 2 million euros year on year. So these are the two negative phenomena, the two phenomena which had an impact on our results. Then there's a third phenomenon, which is positive, which is that as far as prices are concerned, we've seen a number of increases. Sometimes these increases are rather marginal, equal to about 1%, whereas in other instances, we've had increases ranging from 4 to 6%. We feel that this trend will continue in the coming months, and therefore, with a larger capacity as far as our assets are concerned, I'm sure we'll be reaping the benefits of this inversion in trends, which we have seen over the past 3 to 4 years. As far as the networks division is concerned, as usual, we have a pretty complex breakdown. Our executive chairman, during his introduction, already mentioned the fact that last year we had had some extraordinary proceeds linked to the perequazione, the equalization as far as electricity is concerned, but also on gas distribution with some tariff increases and also with the reevaluation of our white certificates following legislation which changed the criteria last February. And we also have stable performance as far as gas distribution is concerned, 68 million euros for this year and last year. A growth as far as the water regulated revenues are concerned from 47 million to over 50 million euros in 2015, plus the already mentioned dip in electricity distribution, which in Q1 this year had 9 million euros, therefore at a contraction equal to 8 million euros, which refers to the largest portion of the 14 million euros I was mentioning. Obviously, the result of the gas distribution business was increased by the broadening of our perimeter in the Udine province, equal to some 6 million euros, as you can see on the slide. These are the most important elements. The positive results that we posted in Q1 as far as water is concerned is yet another step forward in our the process of the harmonization of the tariff schemes, which were approved by the authority for the years 2014 and 2015, which brought about an increase in proceeds from water equal to some 3 million euros. One final element from this point of view is part about the effects we had on tariffs, both for water and for gas distribution, especially brought about by the investment plans, which in Q1 were equal to some 47 million euros in the regulated activities, in the RAB-based regulated activities, on a total of 64 million euros, which was the spending we had in the first quarter. Things went very well from the commercial side of things, not only given to a better weather, as the chairman was mentioning, and as you certainly heard in listening to the results of other companies who mainly deal with the gas business and gas sales. The first quarter was better compared to Q1 last year, but not as good as Q1 2013. Basically, it's somewhere in the middle between the two previous years. What does this mean in a nutshell? It means that in Q1 this year, we sold 1 billion cubic meters in gas, which are 200 million cubic meters more than last year, 70 of which refer to the increase in our perimeter following the Amga Udine transaction, and the remaining 130 million are linked to the weather. I'm only referring to the sale of gas to end users, not considering gas trading, which has other dynamics. As far as electricity is concerned, our customer base grew again, and we can say very accurately that we are now above 800,000 customers, 808,000 as of March 31st, as a matter of fact, with a further 13,000 customers in Q1, which is equal to a total of almost 70,000 between the end of March last year and the end of March this year. As far as gas is concerned, we are stable at 1.3 million clients, with a total of 2.1 million contracts in the energy division. Not everything was positive within this business area. As often happens, there are some positive conditions and other which are less positive. Among the negative things, we have to underline the fact that the limited amount of generation capacity we have had a significantly lower contribution from the ancillary services for the center-south cluster, minus 4.6 million euros compared to the previous year. Had we not had this phenomenon, the quarter would certainly have posted an almost 20 million euro growth, which was partly linked to the weather, as I said, but also linked to the excellent commercial activities that we've been working on for quite some time now. This was a summary of the situation we had. As far as the financial elements are concerned, I'll give the floor over to Mr. Moroni, and he will probably be going into one of your questions on the cost of debt. Thank you and good afternoon. We had good results on our financial situation. As you can see, our cash flow, our net positive cash flow is equal to plus 84 million. The operating cash flow was equal to 178 million euros, so we were able to cover 62 million euros as far as investments are concerned. And a pretty much a stable situation as far as net working capital is concerned. This is a positive piece of news. since as you are aware of, in this part of the year, the effects of the season would have brought about an increase in working capital, although you may remember that we were also able to cash in from the CCSC for the Salvaguardia receivables. This is the payment that we received in February. We should have received last December, and as we already commented for the year-end results, the payment was delayed to February. This allows us to consolidate the very positive cash flows, and it allows us to also absorb the acquisition we made from the private shareholders, the Akron Company, as the executive chairman was mentioning earlier on. The group's debt was positive, 2.557 billion euros, which is lower compared to the 2.64 billion euros at year-end. And the cost of debt also improved with a constant optimization process that the company is working on for a number of months now. And which is fully viewable in Q1 this year, given the effects of the refinancing we had with the green bond in July last year, which in the first part of this year will be having its positive effects. The cost of gross debt moves down from 3.9 we had last year down to 3.8. All of the financial indicators are doing well, as far as the gearing is concerned. The debt to equity, the debt to equity ratio is equal to 1 times, and the financial flows vis-a-vis net debt rolling are over 20%, with an adjusted figure, which is at 19%. Which is a figure which is certainly very positive and very satisfactory as we're concerned, since this was our target, the target above 18% that the rating agencies had underlined as a value we had to obtain over a two-year period in 2013, and which already in 2014 we were able to fully reach and outdo by 1%. Therefore, I think that the financial indicators, in general, are very, very positive. That's it as far as we're concerned. Maybe with a couple of remarks on the more interesting elements as far as we're concerned, also as far as future perspectives are concerned. The bounce back that Mr. Vernier was mentioning on some of the prices for material in the waste sector is something important, because in 2014 our target was to increase our treatment abilities. We had already started seeing a bounce back as far as prices are concerned, which happened. Plus, we also we've also confirmed our ability to expand on the customers in electricity. But this is an important element, because it also allows us to further underpin the forecast in the business plan. Plus, we've also had a good recovery in gas, which is obviously influenced by nature, by weather, but it's something we're very pleased with. It's one of the core items in our P&L. As far as I'm is concerned, we are moving along as we did for Padua and Trieste. We are getting ready to pay our dividend, and we will continue with our activities in Q2 this year. These are the more significant elements, I'll now leave it to you for some Q&A. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the Q&A session. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by one on their telephone. To leave the questions list, press star followed by two. Please ask your questions using your telephone. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by one. The first question is from the Italian conference by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. Good afternoon, Javier Suarez from Mediobanca. I have three sets of questions. The first set refers to slide seven. Cash flow. Looking at the chart, can you give us a breakdown by activities for the CapEx? Second question, of the 24 million euros referring to M&A and others, can you give us the details? And I was also interested in the positive working capital effects, proactive management. Can you tell us what the company management is doing to improve working capital? The second set of questions refers to the latest consensus for 2015. As far as consensus is concerned, out of 200 million euros, we have a net income of 175 million euros and a net debt which is equal to 2.67 billion euros. I'd like to know whether or not you feel comfortable with these figures. Are there any effects we should be concerned about with the stop in the waste of energy plants? I think these figures are high, especially as far as debt is concerned. Do you agree with this comment or not? And the last question is, can you give us the latest guidance for 2015 in terms of provisioning for the company? I'd also like to know what the provisioning was during Q1. What about the taxation we can expect and the cost of debt that you forecast to year end? Thank you. The questions were very fast. I hope I was able to jot all of them down. As far as the breakdown of investments is concerned, they can provide divided as follows. 30 million euros for water. Approximately 12 million or 13 million for gas. 4 million for electricity. 5 million in waste management. The remaining amount refers to investments in other activities, facilities, IT, and everything referring to our corporate activities, for a total amount of 64 million euros, which minus contribution equals the 62 million euros that we illustrated in the cash flow. As far as the 24 million euros compared to M&A and others, it's basically only M&A, because the price for the acquisition of the minority share, the 42% share in the Akron company, which we mentioned earlier on, is a price that we have already recorded in our GFN, even though the finalization of the acquisition happened in recent days. But although the agreement was defined at the end of March, we had already posted the expenses for this acquisition, which brings us to 100% ownership, reducing minorities, and therefore bringing about the integration of the company within Gera Ambiente. What are we doing as far as working capital is concerned? I'll hand it over to Luca, who will be explaining what we're doing both for origination and credit management. As far as credit management is concerned, I already mentioned the fact that for a few years now we have invested a great deal on this process, on this activity, both as far as corporate procedures are concerned and IT systems. And we are currently seeing the positive effects of the investments made over the past 2 or 3 years, meaning that we are seeing some positive effects on the unpaid ratios of our customer base, which we optimized over the past month. And we are also moving the collections on our customer base forward, both due to the increased efficiency in credit recovery, and also given the fact that we have been becoming better and better in terms of our invoicing systems are concerned, our invoicing cycles rather. Therefore, we are able to act in a more timely fashion, and even in that phase of the process, we're able to make a profit on the SOs. All of this together is bringing about some good results as far as the management of a credit is concerned. And if you require any more specific details, please feel free to ask, although I think that for the time being, this can do. As far as our view is concerned on tax rate, our estimate currently is that the tax rate should be slightly below 40%, 40% tops. These are the simulations we have. As far as the cost of debt is concerned, I don't think there will be a further dip in rates. Therefore, I think it's reasonable to feel that the 3.8 or 3.85 percent is the figure we'll still have at the end of the year. And your final question referred to provisioning during the quarter. I believe you were referring to credits. That was equal to 17.5 million vis-a-vis the 16 million last year. And how do you see provisioning for the remainder of the year? I can't remember right now. It should be in line with last year. 65 million is what Luca is telling me. As far as your request to give us some forecast on EBITDA year end, this isn't something we usually do. So that's a first obstacle. But I think it's premature. We have elements such as organic growth, which can be a little bit more foreseeable. Although I'm sure that you too hope there may be some opportunities that we're scouting for further M&A. Therefore, we want to play it safe, and we don't want to talk about things which haven't been defined yet. Obviously, the figure you were referring to, if we were to look at it with contribution from M&A, would be one thing. Without M&A, it would be a whole different story. Therefore, again, I think it's a little too early to give you a reliable figure as far as year-end is concerned. Thank you. Our next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita. Good afternoon. I have a few questions for you. The first of all refers to the Head Ambiente operation with the Trieste and Padua waste energy plants. How was that? How did you define that? As far as minorities are concerned, you also had to assess them. Was there a cash out from Hera Ambiente to Hera, or was it simply a swap in shares between yourselves and your financial partners? Second question goes back to the waste business. We had a dip I'd like to know if you were able to solve your problems with the waste energy plants and with the new landfill. And from now on, can we expect to see a growth in waste volumes, especially in special waste? Especially vis-a-vis the target in your business plan, which is the average yearly growth of 14 to 15%. What can we expect for this year and next year? Two last questions. The chairman was mentioning possible transactions within your end. Can you further illustrate? We had IMAG as a target. I believe there will be municipal elections. Do you think there will be some news there? And can you tell us if the government will be, if we can expect something more from the government? From the stability law, we've seen zero impact to date. And what do you think we can expect as far as the government is concerned? And then a final question. In the year-end results, we have a 0.5 RAP for gas distribution, water for 1.42, electricity 3.4. Do these figures refer to the end of 2014? Or are they the figures as set by the authority, or are they pre- or post-minorities? Thank you. As far as the waste energy plants in Trieste and Padua, the operation envisages the two waste energy plants to be included in a company. 70% of that company will be owned by Head Ambiente, 30% will be owned by Chegas, APS, and AMGA as a way of being able to guarantee an availability of plants, of assets for the company. The operation obviously stems from the need to bring the two assets under the same coordination, since these two assets complete the Head Ambiente asset base, all of which are owned by Head Ambiente. The operation doesn't bring about any changes in the Head Ambiente shareholding structure. And it will also happen partly through a share capital increase for Head Ambiente. The share capital increase will be equal to some 40 million euros. Therefore, the minority shareholders will bring in fresh resources equal to some 9 million euros. This is the value of the structure. Therefore, there is a direct contribution of the shareholders on Head Ambiente. As far as the state of our waste-to-energy plants are concerned, we have solved the problems. We obviously took advantage of the stop to work on ordinary maintenance together with the extraordinary maintenance. The plants are now working properly. As usual, therefore, we don't have any reason to believe that there will be further stops, further damage. The failures weren't particularly serious. In Pozzilli, it was a piece of a furnace which broke. Furnaces are one of the more vulnerable parts of an incinerator. Unfortunately, furnaces are difficult to inspect constantly, because they need to be able to work 24/7, and it's fairly hot. As far as the RAB is concerned, the figures we mentioned in our financial statement aren't the tariffs referring to 2 years ago. They refer to the more recent RAB, the one referring to December 31st, 2014, and they are pre-minority interests, which, as you may remember, only refer to a small portion, as far as gas is concerned, it's a small portion of the assets, namely referring to the Forlì-Cesena province, and the same goes for the water business. Most everything else belongs to us. As far as M&A is concerned, I'll hand it over to the chairman. As far as the M&A issue is concerned, you blended the macro topic, which refers to what the government will be doing. We expressed our view as to what the government has done so far. I can repeat it very gladly. Some of their decisions went in the right direction, and they were finalized. I think that what we can criticize is the fact that we still have some fundamental things which need to be dealt with. First of all, the waste authority, which still hasn't been created. And secondly, the definition of the rules for the tenders for the renewal of the concessions, especially for waste. These are two major gaps in what the government has been doing to date. Whereas, as far as other things are concerned, what can be criticized is that if the criticism is that by using the Council of Ministers every day to work on these rules, it was a little scattered. We don't have a single corpus. Again, the gaps are the ones I mentioned. I think it would be a good idea, take into account the topic of consolidation that the government is very concerned with, should also take into account all the rules needed for the renewal of concessions also, because this is yet another tool which can bring about consolidation, which is at a standstill. As far as gas is concerned, the gas concessions are concerned, another year has been wasted, and as far as the rules for waste are concerned, they still aren't available. I think that these two operations alone would bring about a reduction in the number of players. Having said all that, going back to your specific question, as far as our plans are concerned, I am not ashamed to say that it is normal that we have focused on our region first. That has been our strategy as far as growth is concerned. And the last remaining step was taking control of the IMAN company. It's not a very sizable company, but still, it's the only remaining independent company. Due to the doubt of the shareholders of that company, we still haven't completed the transaction. But what I can tell you is that although I can't tell you what we're doing in the coming months, what I can say is that our attitude won't change. If their attitude, if the IMAN shareholders will change, we'll be able to wait for them. Otherwise, we'll be using our typical criteria, well, which is that we'll be looking for new opportunities in the regions we're already present in. Therefore, if I understood correctly, besides IMAG, there are other opportunities, other possible opportunities. And the second thing I want to understand is the minority shareholder of Inherit Ambiente will have to bring in 9 million euros. Therefore, the total value of the waste energy plants is equal to approximately 70 million euros. Well, as far as the evaluation of the waste energy plants are concerned, that's, you only have the equity part. Then you also have the bridge to equity, and the overall assessment of the two incinerators was slightly above 140 million euros. Therefore, the chairman was referring to other possible M&A transactions before IMAG. You're right. In my previous answer, I had said that I don't think it would be appropriate to set our year-end results at March 31st because we were still scouting as far as M&A is concerned. You've known us for so long that I'm sure you had no doubts whatsoever. But again, I cannot and will not give you any details as to what and how or where we're working. M&A is something we've always looked at. Then, if the IMAC gentlemen will call us up tomorrow, and if they'll tell us they'll be willing to give us control of the company, we can look into two possible transactions. We have the means to do that. But again, we're not here waiting for IMAG. That needs to be clear. We're also looking at other possibilities. Very clear. Thank you. For any questions you may have, press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is by Giuseppe Ribuzzini Fidelity. I have one question referring to the dip in profitability as far as your presence in southern Italy is concerned. Can you give us a... Can you repeat the question, please? There was a problem with the reception. I'll repeat the question. You were referring to a decrease in energy equal to 4.6 million euros linked to your presence in MSD. Compared to last year, which went very well, the dispatchment calls were lower with lower values, and the difference in value between Q1 last year and this year is equal to 4.5 million euros, and that is equal to slightly above 1 million euros for ancillary services. I think we can't go below a zero. The next question is by Dario Caradori, Goldman Sachs. A quick question. Can you give us some further details on the EBITDA impact on the extraordinary maintenance for the waste energy plants in Q1? Well, if we look at the various components in terms of lower volumes, so lower treated volumes, lower tariffs, lower electricity produced, I think it's worth about 1 million euros. Thank you. For any questions you may have, press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. I had one last question. From your point of view, what are the dynamics underlying the increase in prices in the waste business? The idea I had was that there had been an increase in volumes, but not prices. Therefore, I think it's important for this increase in prices in the Q1. What are the underlying reasons behind that? I think there's two main reasons for the increase in prices. First of all, since we too in Q1 had a little less room, we also focused on the better offers. We let go of an amount of volumes because we had no capacity, but also because we also accepted the better prices, but also because progressively in certain waste sectors, we've been moving from simple waste disposal to full service relationship, especially with certain companies such as a number of major multi-site national and international players, and this is reflected in pricing. And therefore, from this point of view, we have been able to see some improvement. And in Q1 alone, it's equal to 0.5 million, which is a positive result. It's a positive signal. A follow-up to Stefano's question. What do you expect from the government during the second half of the year? What are the next steps the government could be looking into as a way of further incentivizing consolidation? We saw the April document of the National Plan of Reforms, and it does mention utilities. But what should we expect in the coming months from the government? I'll say it again. First of all, they have to complete the authorities. The waste authority is absolutely key. Secondly, they have to concentrate on the time frame and the contents of tenders from the legal framework. And there's a major gap as far as waste is concerned, so that they can avoid moving towards in-house solutions, which are conceptually in stark contradiction with the path the entire country should move towards as far as consolidation is concerned. It's something that I don't think the government can do. As you can see, we had some major shifts as far as our bylaws are concerned, which are partly linked to the decisions the government already took to incentivize the reduction of public shareholders. Then if people are aware of these tools and then don't use them, but for the time being, I don't think the government can do much more from that point of view. I'm referring to the lawmakers. What lawmakers had to do as a way of avoiding state aid has already been done. And this allows our shareholders to be the first to take innovative decisions, as they did in the latest shareholders meeting, during which the conditions were set so that those who want to can take advantage of those of this legislation as a way of reducing their stake, as a way of promoting consolidation. So these are the three different levels we're looking at. Without these three levels, things won't work. If the government does all three of these things, and they've already achieved 1.5, then things will be heading in the right direction. It's up to the decision makers now. For instance, as far as making sure that for all sectors of the catchment areas will be provincial, instead of focusing on provincial catchment areas for one sector and not all of them, we can continue to ask for them, but it's the decision makers, the lawmakers who have to complete these things. I hope that was clear enough for you. Very clear. It must be pretty frustrating. It seems as if the legislation is already there, but then those who have to make the final decision is avoiding the final decision. The lawmakers have done a part of what they had to do, and it wasn't even very orderly, but again, they've done part of what they had to do. Let's say 50% of what they had to do has been done, but we're still lacking another 50%. Therefore, the lawmakers have to complete what they have to do, and the recipients of these laws, both the laws that have already been passed and the ones which still need to be drafted, will have to use these laws. I think what is frustrating is how lengthy or how much time is required to complete these rules. Difficult to understand why there has been such a delay. Well, you can try too. I mean, you're familiar with the authorities yourselves. So please feel free to tell them, or to remind them of the fact that in the waste sector, there is no adequate set of rules. And this obviously doesn't make things easier. And that's just an example. Then, the fact that other companies are a little lazy in using the tools that have already been made available is something else, which is undeniably true. Thank you. For any further questions, press star, followed by one on your telephone. Well then, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully with some further good news. Bye-bye.